Session 4, Part 2, and it should be a very short one, Lord willing. And we're titling this one, Revelation of the Spirit. And that's the most important point of everything you'll ever learn, I think, in this group, is it takes the Holy Spirit to restore our soul. Without the work of the Holy Spirit in you and around you, you know, we don't change very much. The Holy Spirit gives us insights. It gives us revelation. Without that, there is no restoring of your soul. And there's no formula that will help you get revelation. You know, there's only some principles that might help you. But revelation comes when it comes. But I think something Jesus said in the Gospels, ask, seek, and knock. I think that's a very helpful principle. They were asking you, Lord, what does that mean? Ask, seek, and knock. But one of the helpful principles they're suggesting, this author of this book is suggesting, and I guess perhaps it's right, is that he suggests that it's important to tell your life story. It's important at least once that you tell somebody. I think Paul Tournier said the same thing. There should be at least one other person that you know that you've told your whole life story to, that there's nothing hidden, nothing secret, that you confess everything you've ever done, and that you, tell your life story. But you want to tell it to somebody who's full of grace, who won't condemn you for it, won't ever use it against you. But so to tell your own life story with people who are full of grace and truth, people who would never use this information against you and are always rooting for you. Not everyone is, as he says, is worthy of the sacred trust, but everybody needs someone with whom to share their secrets for the sake of their soul's health, for the restoration of your soul. That I remember being in the clinic in Germany, in Bad Herrenalb. They were not allowed any secrets at all. If there's any secret in the clinic anywhere among the patients or the doctors, they were told. It was made public. Can you imagine? That was an interesting time in my life. Way back in, when was that? Be in the 80s. Yeah, Dr. Walter Lechler's clinic. And one of the principles of that clinic was there should be no secrets there. And their doors were always open, the doctor's doors. So everybody was disclosed. And you know, we're living in a anyhow, okay, I won't go there. I won't go into politics, right? But it's important that we tell our life story to each other. So we're determined to have no secrets at all. I was reading Norman Vincent Peale's book on the positive power of Jesus Christ. And he talked about people who came to him for help. And they were messed up and they're in a bad way. And Dr. Peale would recognize that they were carrying a load of sin that they had never told anybody at all. And they would confess, then he would go talk with them a while. And finally, you know, why didn't you unburden yourself? Why don't you just tell me what's going on inside of you? Tell me everything that's going on. And so then they go through a long list of stuff. And then finally, Norman Pinson Peale says, is there anything else that you've forgotten to say? Search around for a moment and see. Because everything must be brought into the light. That's the important principle here. This is the principle of Jesus in 1 John. That every God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So we want to be filled with light. It says, you are the light. God is the light of the world. And we are light bearers. I remember once somebody had a vision of seeing me bring a lamp with her everywhere I went. And I would stand in the room and I would hold my lamp post up with the light on it. And then I would go to another house, maybe some hours away from there. But I would carry that lamp post. This was her vision she saw. I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, you just are who you are, but you don't realize how other people see you or other people hear you. You don't realize it until this person had this vision and that I was a light bearer. I was carrying the light. And I remember a doctor in charge of one of the large clinics in the very south of Germany, the very, very, very south. And he said to me, I want to know the source of that light within you. Can you imagine? I was shy. I said, what do you mean by light in me? But that's what he said to me. I want to know the source of that light within you. And I said, well, I guess it must be coming from Jesus Christ, from God the Father. In him there is no darkness at all. So we can be people of the light and not of the lie. Not of the hidden lie, the secret lie. We can be people of light. And as I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but so he's suggesting that you find somebody you can do a total life confession with. You get everything out into the light. Make sure you share everything. Partial confessions don't help you so much. They're only partial freedom. But if you're listening to somebody else's life story, you can ask them, is there anything else? If you are a loving, gracious person receiving their confession, they'll bring it all into the light. I know, thank God for Catholics who have a priest that they can go to for confession. I don't know if it's the same thing or not. It says in the book on James, perhaps it is. I think it's James. He says, I just forgot it. Confess your faults one to another. And then he says, pray for one another. Confess your faults one to another. And then pray for each other. And that's what we're doing in my group. You can still go to the priest and make your confession. That's important to do that if you have that opportunity. But it's important that you don't hold any secrets so there's no darkness inside of you. Sometimes people don't want to do that because they have so much shame in them. They're filled with shame, so they don't want to do it. Another way for a principle that will help you with revelation of the Holy Spirit is to follow to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, to show you how to pray. I remember it was the Holy Spirit that showed me how to pray. I think I've told you the story. How to pray. There's a lie in the center of my being, Lord, would you heal me? I didn't know how to pray that way. But it was the work of the Holy Spirit that did that. And that's what he'll do for you. If you surrender your life into his hands and say, Father, I need you to clean me up on the inside. I need you to make me bigger on the inside and bring everything that's in the darkness into the light. And I pray for your grace and your courage to do so. He'll do that then. So the Holy Spirit has the keys. He's the one who reveals Jesus to us. He can reveal the forgiveness of Jesus to you. He can release you from shame. He can work through you to help to release others. I like that. He can work right through you to help, so to bring release to others. So the Holy Spirit is key in this restoration of our soul. We need the breath of the Spirit to blow across the truths of the Bible. So pray for revelation. Ask him to give you revelation of the truths that he wants you to know next in your life. A third thing that helps is you can pray for other people. And as you go to pray for somebody else, pause and listen to any whisper of the Spirit. Pause and listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. And ask them if they have any unconfessed sin. However, not all problems have their root in sin. Some do, but God always knows the roots. God's smart. He knows it all. So I wrote down in your homework assignment, there's some suggestions that you can do. Spiritual action steps you'll find in your notes, and you can do those. And I think you'll enjoy them. And let me know how you work out with them, okay? So that's all I wanted to say. But you need revelation from the Holy Spirit, and that's how about the changes in me. It all came because I made different experiences with the Holy Spirit. I remember the day the Holy Spirit said to me, why do you think of that person as more than yourself? I got the point right away. I had people on a measuring rod. That person is more spiritual than I am. And the Holy Spirit didn't want me to do that. So he wanted to correct me, basically, maybe, so I would see myself in the same way as God saw me. Remember, Satan is a liar. He wants to destroy you. He wants to rob you. He wants to keep you down under junk. But when the Holy Spirit comes to convict you, he shows you just one thing at a time that he convicts you of, not just a general category of it, right? Perhaps you have questions for the group and you'll think of them. But when you tell your, I encourage you to tell your life story. And I'm trying to figure out a way that we can handle this in group and how to do this. And I don't have the ideas yet. Maybe if you do, you can write them to me. And next week, you'll get this later. Okay. So, Father, I thank you for this lesson on soul alignment, for the truth about repentance, and Lord, the power of repentance, and how it brings us into a new place with you. Lord, I pray that you give us the grace to repent of everything that we need to repent of. Lord, whatever is true, Lord, that we would need to repent of, you bring it to us, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called the God, the Spirit of Truth. So we need truth. So we thank you for it, Jesus. The Holy Spirit will bring truth to each one of us that we might see. My voice is, and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm sorry my voice has been so rough. I'm sitting here with a vaporizer on, and it doesn't seem to help it. So I hope you can handle this and you can make sense of it. Thank you. Bye.